Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert, and I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. Today, we are discussing the performance of the USS Best Selection China A. It could really become a key beneficiary of the current volatility regime taking shape in the domestic Chinese market. Since fund's launch in June 2015, it has outperformed the MSCI China A by 8.4% net of fees for the institutional share class. We think the rise in trade tensions between China and the US is highly likely to persist, although China will probably do everything it can to avoid any worsening of the situation. Progress has been made on reforming the financial sector, including providing foreign investors with greater access to domestic equities, and this should act as a positive catalyst. Government support and economic stimulus packages could further support this trend. In Q2 and throughout the summer, China has been better positioned to return quickly to growth as it has enjoyed a domestic-driven rebound. However, this was out of sync across sectors. Globally, industrial activity, retail sales, business and household confidence rebounded after the end of the lockdown, but the pace of recovery has varied from country to country. In China, activity rebounded mainly thanks to domestic demand, whereas exports remained weak. That said, we expect the trend in local trade and demand to strengthen further. To a certain extent in June, but mostly in July, the Chinese domestic market's performance saw a sharp uptick. This upward trend came after a reversal in late May. The recovery was helped by easing tensions in the US-China trade war and a massive increase in productivity as people returned to work. Following the saying, sell in May and go away, June is often regarded as a less favorable month because investors tend to liquidate their positions at the end of May when capital gets tight. However, this June was different, with the market putting in a positive performance despite the capital situation. With an implied volatility in the US between 15 and 20%, the market's upward trend lasted for more than a decade between 2009 and 2020. Meanwhile, judging by the current implied volatility of the Asia market in China, the range needs to be slightly above 20% for a bullish run to materialize. In this new economy, with high levels of tech consumption and constantly low volatility, there is a chance that the Asia market could behave like the US market has done over the last 10 years, especially when the Asia market is protected by moderate policies that no longer demand extremely fast growth. On the whole, volatility remains unchanged. Bonds suffered a dramatic drawback due to the sharp decline in treasury futures, spreading panic among the banks. However, the implied volatility rode for just one day and the starts to drop again after the huge inflows of overseas capital linked to greater confidence in the Asia markets. Since launch and to the end of July 2020, the UXS Best Selection China A has delivered an excess performance of 8.4% net of fees compared with the MSCI China A index. It should be noted that, unlike the more aggressive of our competitors, the strategy's tracking error was well contained, especially at the height of COVID-19 pandemic. The year-to-date performance has been rather strong with a well-managed tracking error. On June 17th, China's Securities Regulatory Commission granted approval for the wholly foreign-owned futures brokerage, allowing JP Morgan Futures to become the country's first wholly foreign-owned futures trading firm. This forms part of the country's effort to open its financial sector to foreign players. With China removing foreign ownership limits for foreign-invested securities companies, fund management firms, and future companies at the beginning of the year. Over the course of summer, China stressed the advantages of economic independence and global engagement. In the run-up to the US presidential election in November, it is likely that President Trump will maintain a certain amount of pressure on China, advocating economic and technological decoupling. China's position is unlikely to change, as the Xi administration will do everything possible to avoid any escalation of tensions with the US. Avoiding a tit-for-tat retaliation appears to many to be China's strategy for the months to come. Managing the risk of President Trump's re-election seems to have become the dominant strategy. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any question or visit our website, ubp.com.